It is a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. That place, the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And this is the radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Your host here on Heartline is Jim Tuck, this guy right here.
Thanks, Ken. Well, we are in Jerry Brenneman's office at Evangel Home and looking forward to a dialogue today. Jerry, we don't have a guest. It's you and me. We don't get to do this very often. Well, we choose not to do this very often because we really want to tell the story of what God's doing in the lives of our residents and staff and occasionally a volunteer, how people are being changed by what God's doing here. But today, maybe a little newsy stuff of what's going on at Evangel. Well, and the first thing that comes to my mind is I drove down the alley. There weren't any easy parking places because there are trucks back there. The deconstruction part of the construction process apparently has begun.
Well, we might be deconstructing a part that you don't even know about, depending on what trucks are back there. You're talking about the kitchen, of course, I think. But one of the other things we looked at, Jim, remember a couple of months ago when we had three burglaries around here in about a month?
Mm-hmm.
People coming in, we think it was the same two people, but everything we did, we were just kind of running behind them, fixing what they had just broken into. And at some point we said, hey, stop. We've got to have a better security system for the entire campus. So we are getting some help from Northwest Church. There, we're getting some help from some folks who really know what they're doing security-wise. And I think some of the trucks you saw or taking down, like we have a fence. I don't know if you've noticed, in the parking lot, we have a fence. And all it does is separate one car from another car. Now, I look at that, you know, it's a cinder block thing. Maybe there's three of about a level three of three
blocks. Yeah, I just stepped over it on the way in.
You just stepped over it. Well, there used to be a cyclone fence down that. Well, that was one of the ways people could jump on top of that fence, get on the roof, and then they were here. We just didn't think about that. But that fence was probably there when we converted the apartments, and it was before that. It was probably just a dividing mark between the crisis home and the people who lived in the apartments. But no one ever thought to take it down. So the cement is still going to be there. It'll provide a nice little seat for people. But there will not be a fence to jump onto our property.
Okay.
We had a shed back there where we're not even sure what was in it, but it was kind of a lean-to shed against the back of the crisis home. And that was another thing that the guy who knew what he was doing when he walked around here said, look, all you got to do is stand on that. You can then hoist yourself up here and you're in. So we're getting rid of all the things that you can hoist yourself up on and get in here.
At least make access a little more difficult.
Make it more difficult, and we've got a better lighting sort of thing. Mm. So we'll be in better shape, but I'm just so very thankful for that. And, you know, it does come at the time of the kitchen remodeling. Mm-hmm. So it's like if we could all of a sudden put it in our hands and just blow on the Evangel Home and say, land where you will, that's kind of what it feels like right now. Because everywhere you go, there's something going on.
Yeah. You know, there's a certain energy to that, a certain anticipation of improvement, and there's an excitement. It's like a church building a new sanctuary almost. So it's there's a little energy goes along with that.
And it's kind of fun for me whenever I feel like procrastinating. All of a sudden, I have to do something to help the kitchen remodel people. So it's like, oh, well, I'm sorry that report didn't get written, but I had to go choose paint color.
Pick
so
a
it
color.
Gives me an excuse to do something kind of fun that really doesn't need my attention, but but they don't know it doesn't need my attention.
Yeah. You know, I understand completely. Just a little aside, I was with a church up in Boise, Idaho for a time, and there was a sanctuary construction project going on as a church administrator. I had a lot of other duties, but I got to choose which Sunday school class was going where and where do the blackboards go and what's the phone system and all that kind of thing. And I really enjoyed that.
And here you are years later.
Yeah, back doing what God has redirected me to be doing. Now, let's talk a little bit about the kitchen remodel and the volunteer help that's going to be needed for food service. Where does that all stand?
I think people are responding, Jim, to our plea to call Cynthia because she mentioned that phone calls were coming. I have no idea if she's, you know, got dinners and lunches booked for 6 weeks. But to let our friends know that once the kitchen begins, it's going to be at least 6 weeks of us not being able to cook in there. And so we've got places around here we can prepare food, but we have to be very concerned about health issues, so we can't be preparing in one place and carrying it all around. And so we're asking people to bring in food for us. At that time, I think we'll also really separate out the programs. You know, the garden mm-hmm. eats with Crisis Home, and women in the apartments can eat over here. We're going to just try to minimize that and let them all do their own cooking. So we'd have fewer meals that we need to serve in the Crisis Home, probably 30 for lunch, and then we can use that for dinner. So we are in the process of lining up people and groups just to really help us by bringing in food.
Okay. So, you know, maybe there's a Sunday school class out there who wants to take this on, some kind of church organization or just an individual who likes to cook. Who knows?
Yeah. And if we know ahead of time that, hey, that's someone who wants to bring in pizza one night, then we'll be able to do it. If someone just shows up at the door with cold pizza, we're probably not going to be able to eat it.
Probably going to ask them.
That is one of those kind of on-the-line things when, as a shelter or a home, whoever is doing it, you're accepting prepared food. We cannot do that unless we know it's coming. Oh. Or like a church down the street that's having a memorial service and says, hey, we have some sandwiches, can we bring them by? We know exactly what the track record of that food is, then we'll accept it. But when people come to bring things and we have no idea, we just can't.
Yeah.
Even when people clean out their refrigerators and we get some good stuff sometimes, people will bring us things that have been opened. And no matter how full the jar might be, we just can't chance it.
Right. So, yeah, there's just potential risks involved. Yeah, you can't risk the liability. So my friend, our listening friends, the number to call is 264-4714, because that's going to be a real ministry to our ladies and our staff and volunteers. They have to eat here at Evangel Home and food preparation. And I would guess it's going to be at least six weeks going the magnitude of the program.
I wish you could just follow Cynthia the cook around for one day. And I'm not kidding, Jim. You can see her smiling from the back of your head. Even the thought of getting a new stove with bright blue knobs. Just that's like an art object for her.
Wow, a Christmas tree.
Yeah, it really is.
You mentioned when we sat down at the table possible topics, places to explore, and one of the first things that came out of your mouth was the middle-aged residents. There's a hot button there for you, I presume.
Really. Maybe it's because I am in that category. I don't know, but you know, it is one of those things staff is really wrestling with. Staff feels passionate about it. We don't agree. We don't have a clue what to do. But the last couple of years, Jim, we have seen more middle-aged women coming. That's one reason we have seen fewer children, because these women either have no children or they're grown adults. Mm-hmm. Where we are right now is there's no jobs. And so you take a woman in, you put her in a program. She does well, she graduates, and still can't get a job. Mm-hmm. What does she do? Mm-hmm. Or you get a woman who is 50 years old, was a meth addict for 20 years, wants help. She's been clean now for, I think, 2 months. We don't have room in the garden. If we put her in Crossroads, we don't feel that program is really geared for that drug and alcohol long-term help. She needs help from more of a drug and alcohol program, but they're either full or they charge. Mm-hmm. So now you're 50, 51. You want to turn your life around. What do you do?
Yeah. Can't
what
get the help.
Do you do? You cannot get the help. Now, we could say your family should help you. There really isn't any family there. And again, when someone has been, you know, a meth addict for 20 years, you've burned a lot of bridges. Mm-hmm. So do we say, tough luck, you did it yourself, you know, have a nice life? Well, that kind of, your head might say that at some point, but it's very hard for your heart to say that. So our question is, what do we do? do we start some kind of special program just for that sort of woman, and it would have to be geared very differently from our other programs, or do we let them stay in the crisis home a little extra time, hoping that, you know, something shows up? Now, one of our middle-aged gals just got a full-time job at Penney's, at JCPenney. I can't believe it. But so that was an answer to a lot of people's prayers.
And expanding the garden isn't really an option because of facilities limitations. Is that correct?
Correct. We couldn't expand the garden in the facility we have. Then we have to ask ourselves, again, the garden being alternative sentencing and being much more drug and alcohol oriented and prison rehab oriented. Prison rehab.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, alternative sentencing.
That would totally change the face and the dynamics of Evangel Home. Because we probably could be full overnight if we turned the whole place into alternative sentencing. Because there's such a need for that. Is that something else we need to really look at? Where is the need in society? Where can we better meet it? We're seeing right now so many needs. It's like, you spin the dial and you'll help somebody just by bringing them in. It's showing us what a mess our society is in, Jim. That we're going to see, and it was Patty Lehman, the office manager, who mentioned this today in a meeting, that someone like that 50-year-old meth addict is the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
Because there's meth has been around long enough now that we're going to be seeing the 50-year-olds that are tired of it.
Right.
And now what?
Yeah.
We can say, well, that's your own stupid fault. You did it to yourself.
But at this point, it's a matter of survival for them.
Yeah.
Because they are getting to the age where that poison will have destroyed enough of their physiology that they're going to die from it.
Yeah. And that, I read a headline just today. I didn't read the story. I read the headline that homeless people and those sort of folks are getting many more severe health issues and dying much earlier. And again, that's kind of a duh statement, except it's not comparing him to you and me. It's comparing him to just the homeless population even 5 or 10 years ago. This is different. This is harder. And I think, Jim, helping that particular group we're seeing, they're not the warm, fuzzy group to help. They're not the cute kids to help.
Right.
This is the hardest group to help.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, we're out of time.
So we say help.
Again, we're going to rely on our listeners and friends, first of all, for prayer support while decisions are made. And if you have ideas or provisions or we're wanting input here, maybe God has gifted you in some way that could be an answer here. And we're just going to leave it there for now. So pray for wisdom for starters, and we'll see where this goes. Jerry, I love sitting talking with you. What a treat.
Wow.
So, my listening friend,
we plumbed the depths of all sorts of things, don't we?
Well, we're going to turn this back to Ken to make Heartline into a radio program. My listening friend, thank you for joining us. And if you're out there and need help, please call us right now at 559-264-4714. And that concludes this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno reached them by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Round the clock from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And join us again next time, same station, for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.